Off the Record is a show about culture, black culture, trending topics, or timeless debates. Mike, Quan, Brandon, and Alex got you covered. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and more. Subscribe and leave a comment. Oh, and follow us on Twitter at @OTR_pod, OTR Mike, OTR Brandon, and OTR Quan. What's going on, everybody? Thank you again for joining the OTR Off the Record live stream. What's up, fellas? How's it going this evening?
Peace.
What's going on?
What up?
I know we plan to talk about the obviously Teddy Riley and Babyface part duh. And and we're gonna get to a first for OTR on film. But today is the anniversary of Prince passing away. So I definitely wanted to mention that. It's been 4 years, I believe.
Wow.
So I wanted to ask you gentlemen, is there a favorite Prince song that you guys had throughout his career?
Many.
Favorite Prince song? I think the easy answer is to say Purple Rain. But damn, what would be my favorite?
I mean, the ones I can remember, like Little Red Corvette, that shit like that, Purple Rain. I was more of a Michael Jackson fan. I mean, I recognize Prince's genius, but I was more of a Michael Jackson fan.
Have you ever seen the video of MJ, Prince, and James Brown on stage together?
No,
I don't recall.
Yeah, they've only been on stage together one time. And so it's James, Prince, Mike. So James Brown's performing. He invites Michael on stage. Michael does his thing. He invites Prince. Prince comes up there, shirt off, playing a guitar. And so after that joint, Prince tries to run Michael over in the parking lot with his car.
What?
Yeah. Prince told Mike before like they were all don't call him up on stage because he was high. Mike still calls him up on stage. So after the joint, Prince tries to run him over with his car in the parking lot.
Wow. That was going to be my question. My next question. Do you think they had a relationship at all?
I think somewhat, but I mean.
I think they had a relationship, but I also think they were very competitive.
Yeah.
You know, two alphas in the game, you know, so definitely competition was there. But I also feel the respect was given, you know what I mean, on both ends. And like we was talking about the other day, like I said, how I felt, MJ, of course, was the greatest, you know, as far as entertainment. But always, I felt though Prince was a better musician. At first I said entertainer, but then I had to switch it up. But as far as all-out musician, I feel as though, you know, felt as though Prince was like the better musician. But MJ, by far, you know, had the people. I mean, Prince had the people too, but MJ was just another...
I mean, so did you have a favorite one? But didn't you say you had a song? Was it Prince that you know that song that meant something to you because you it was the first time you told your lady?
That was Anita.
Oh, that was Anita. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Prince joint?
Probably, of course, Purple Rain, and the Beautiful Ones.
Mm.
Yeah. What about you, Alex?
I mean, I, what better way than to bring it into the stream?
Come on. That shit was hard.
I mean, like, look at this.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah.
About Prince's shit.
That shit was hard.
Look at this nigga, yeah.
Could you imagine a video coming out like this today?
No.
Yo, and he would take your chick looking like this.
Yep.
like, listen to the lyrics, yo.
Dig, if you will, a picture.
You and I engaged.
In a kiss.
The sweat of the body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this?
It Doves Cry, man. That's my joint. I mean, Prince had bangers, obviously, but
I was gonna right say like his music was more like risque. Like yeah. His shit was like, you look back now at some of his shit, you're like, damn. Yeah, I don't think my parents would have let me listen to this. They probably popped in that mic.
I got a favorite Prince moment. Now they said he was bluffing, yo, but remember when Prince came out on stage in like the wheelchair or something like that? Or was it the gurney? It was something, yo, he came out on stage. Yo, but I mean, like to go back to what Quan was saying, like he was a great entertainer as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you know, I guess Mike put on a whole like theatrical shits when he was performing. Prince just came up there. Like, he made sure his set was kind of tight, but he ain't do, especially Prince as he got older, well, he ain't do all of the, you know what I mean, the dancing and shit. Mike left his earth dancing and shit, so. But rest in peace to Prince, man. I didn't realize today was anniversary. And I'm surprised, like, I've been on social media throughout the day, and I really haven't seen anything, which I'm surprised, usually on the anniversary of someone so big in the game. You see,
right? Something. I didn't see anything either. I was just getting ready to say, I didn't see anything on social media about Prince.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, shout out to Prince, man. Definitely gave us some bangers, and obviously gave us one of the more iconic Dave Chappelle skits as well. So,
oh my gosh,
shoot it, shoot the J.
Shout out to Prince and the Revolution.
So, how let me ask y'all this before we move on. Brandon, you was a ball player. You hooped in high school. Like, how would you feel if you see the prettiest dude walk in the gym dressed like Prince with the blouses and all of that, right? And then you know, you realize you see him with a gym bag, so you realize he's on the team. So you looking at him like, see, I'm gonna bust this dude's ass. And then he come out the locker room at the warm up show. He pull it off a half court on y'all. Like, how would you feel?
I would definitely never forget that. I'd probably tell that story all the time, man. But yeah, I heard like a long time ago when I found out that Prince could play ball. I mean, I found that out before I saw Chappelle's skit, and I heard he was like all American, and I just had a really hard time believing that. And then when I saw the skit, I was like, okay, that shit must be true. he must be able to ball for real. Yeah, that shit would be crazy.
Man, I just never forget like that skit, and you know, when he came out and he challenged everybody, and like all those dudes, yo, like Charlie Murphy and all his homeboys, yo, started busting out just laughing. You know, like, I'll never forget that part, yo.
Yo, and the fact, like, I mean, Charlie and them say, yo, them stories was real, yo.
Mickey Freeze, like, that really happened.
Yeah, Mickey Freeze, yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, you got a kick out of the skits, but, like, the fact, like, can you imagine that really happening, yo? To be able to tell a story that you know nobody's going to believe, but it was true.
Just so they wouldn't change, and then they came back. They was wearing the same shit that they had.
Yeah, I mean, yo, when these dudes pull up, when they pull up and bust their ass on the court, I mean,
God, yeah. No. That's what they was wearing too. Yeah,
you know, that was like that era too. That was like 80s. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they were mad androgynous.
You know, you know, they kind of wore those like the fluffy hair and like the
fluffy hair,
like, you know, with all the like spraying and shit, and you know, the net stockings and the stonewashed jeans. And
you said they were like a lot of like company,
like a lot of them like real dudes that were like slapping you in the face.
Prince had on the assed out chaps with high heels on.
You think women would go for a dude like that today?
I think
somebody just posted shout sexy out, ass dude.
Shout out to Bridget Moore, my cousin. Like, see, women loved Prince ass, yo.
Yeah,
apparently.
And Prince was like what, 5'4"? I mean, like booking him.
Yeah. I mean, would they really bring? Let's say they didn't know he was like Prince. Like he's just a regular dude that just dressed like that. Like, you.
I mean,
can you imagine bringing them home to, like, a chick bringing them home to her parents?
Yo, that cat, like, yo, I'm telling you, that cat was probably so smooth, yo. Like, you know what I mean? He probably was super smooth, that whether he was Prince, the artist that we know, or just Prince from East, from Minnetonka. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure, he probably, his swag was probably sick, yo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you think his swag is greater than Babyface's? Because, yo, that man Babyface, he was cool as shit.
Babyface.
Last night, he had all them damn candles, yo. Yo, Stone Cold. Yeah. Babyface is a smooth-ass dude, yo.
Guess that he had the candle.
He had mad candles lit. He was ready, yo. Had his velvet suit on. He was ready.
Yo, save it. Yo, save it for that. When we move to that, you know?
Okay, my bad, man.
I would say, yeah, I would give Prince the... I would say Prince was probably more swagged out than a lot of these cats out here, man.
Yeah.
I mean, since Brandon brought up Babyface, we might as well jump into Teddy Riley and Babyface Part 2.
Yeah.
Part 2.
I mean... Look, man, let me just jump right into it. Let me just.
Are we there?
I mean, they were struggling a little bit in the beginning also.
Okay. Yeah, Swiss did right, post I'll that they had ahead. Already done sound checks, audio checks.
Hey, look at baby face.
Yo, Babyface was sneak dissing like shit.
Oh yeah,
that's what they said. Yeah,
when he said, yeah. I don't do remixes.
I don't do remixes. He was like, was that a remix? Was that a remix? He was like, oh okay. No, I don't do those. I thought Teddy brought it last night, yo.
I think they did a great job.
Yeah, they did it. Yeah, and that's what I was saying the last book. The first go around, they got to come back. You know what I mean? They got to do it. We got to give them, you know, we got to give them the opportunity, man, for it to happen again.
And he even it was over 500,000 on IG yep. Live.
Yeah, yep. I mean they saying they broke the internet. Yeah, they broke IG. That's what they saying.
That's what I say. Yeah, yeah.
So,
did y'all believe the story when Babyface said Michael Jackson called him to get a date with Halle Berry?
I remember that story. I mean, he might have. I don't know. It might have been theatrics, but I mean, shit.
Yo,
I wouldn't doubt that Babyface knew Mike like that.
Yeah, I'm sure Babyface knew him, but I don't know. I don't know if I believed him, man. It was like, why wouldn't Mike would just call Eddie? Because Mike was close with Eddie, and Eddie obviously had Halle Berry's phone number. Babyface didn't even have her phone number. I don't know.
That's
a damn good point.
Mike was probably, listen, Mike and Prince, they probably both was equally stone cold killers when it came to behind the scenes, bagging shorties and all that. They probably was like, hey, you know what I mean? He probably found Babyface number first, like, hey man, make that happen, G. They probably said exactly like crazy, that.
Yeah.
Kenny, just called him up, give me a date with Halle Berry.
Yeah, hold up. Well, hold up. Won't she with what's name at the time? Won't she with like David Justin at the time?
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson call you.
Michael Jackson.
I mean, yo, did y'all peep when Babyface whipped out the acoustic guitar and Teddy Riley got tight? Because I guess Timbaland told him no live instruments. And then that's when somebody said that Teddy Riley pulled the plug on the joint and hooked up his keyboard.
Teddy was definitely tight about that. He was like, damn.
Did y'all see that? Y'all remember that part where the lady came in, like in the back, and he turned around?
Yeah. That's because his headphones kept dying.
Yo, it kind of felt like he would turn around. He was like, this is why I told you, you can't be fucking with my shit. Like, that a little low. I don't know.
I mean, listen, I think ultimately they made up for, the part one, so I think they did make up for that. They both proved that they legends in the game. I think,
man, we already knew that going in.
Yeah, I didn't know they played as many of the songs that they did.
I was about to say that. Like, I feel ashamed to say this, but I did not know that Teddy did as many mic joints as he did. I did not know that.
Like,
which one surprised you on both ends?
The Jam. Oh.
You know he did Jam?
Yeah, I did not know Teddy Riley did produce Jam, yo. I was like, we were shocked. Me and my girl was shocked. We were sitting there looking. I was like, yo, he did Jam? Like,
wow. I thought Heavy D did Jam. That's why I was like, oh, Teddy did Jam? Because, yeah, that would have caught me off guard, too. That
too. I'm trying to pull it up now.
Unless he taking credit for it. I don't think he...
Let me see here. Let me see. Let me throw it on. I mean, they were dropping bangers.
Tony. It's a Tony.
Tony got bangers too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tony got baby, joints.
Baby bass, baby, read all of her joints. He wrote all of her joints, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I didn't know Teddy did Remember the Time. That I think that was the one that.
Oh, I knew that.
I didn't know he did that.
Remember the video? The video was star-studded. Yo, Eddie, Ron, Magic Johnson.
Yo, you remember, like, I remember the video came on, like.
Regular TV.
On real, regular TV, yeah. And Eddie Murphy was sitting there as the Pharaoh. And his mom was like the, like Nefertiti's or something. Yeah, I remember that.
Yo, he did. Teddy did Blood on the Dance Floor by Michael Jackson?
Did he?
That's what
I think they played that. I think he played that last night.
Yeah, I think he played it.
Oh, this no, is it, so. Hold on, Dayud said that Kells might dust them both. I don't know about that.
Leave it to Dayud to start something. Right. Leave it to Dayud. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, you want to stay over in the comment section, and we telling you to come on because this would have been. Good banter for the show because I'm definitely not agreeing with that. Now, don't get me wrong, Kel's got joints. He got hits, but dusting both of them off, I don't know, B.
Yeah, there's no way. Nah, there's no way in hell Kel's dusting. There's no way he's even touching like Teddy. Babyface? No way, yo.
They didn't even drop all their joints. Like, they didn't, like Babyface didn't drop any of his Usher joints, I don't think. Like, there was a lot of joints that they didn't even go to because they only had but so much time.
Yeah, yeah. Teddy, yo, he's the creator of the New Jack Swing. Yo, he had a whole freaking movement. And Babyface shouted that out during the battle, which I really appreciated. Babyface seemed like a cool-ass dude, yo.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it was a whole movement. You see, yo, Teddy had his hand in everything. He Bobby Brown, Mike, every he could have did a song with everybody Babyface did and vice versa. But like, yo, like I was saying when we did the last episode, I'm riding for Teddy. He a legend. I know he had hits, yo. I felt bad for him, but now I feel good. You know, he's posting the memes on his own shit. So yeah. He's having fun with it, man. It turned out to be classic in my opinion.
Even last night he was talking about the memes. He was talking about how funny the memes were. You know what I'm saying? How he was
good. Him shit was funny as hell.
Yeah.
He took it in stride, which is good.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Like, what was the song by Babyface that caught y'all by surprise that you found out he wrote?
Yo, honestly, I didn't know he wrote some Tevin Campbell songs.
I was about to say Tevin as one of mine.
Yeah. Like,
Babyface was written all over that one.
Can We Talk?
Yeah.
Banger. Yeah, I mean that is a banger.
But I'm gonna say I didn't know he wrote Every Little Step.
Oh, by Bobby?
Yeah.
That's
I didn't know he wrote that.
But that was in the New Edition of Bobby Brown movie when they sent Bobby didn't want to work with Ellie Reed and Babyface in the movie. Because they were soft. That's why he's
right. Okay.
He was used to working with Teddy.
Right. Okay. You're right.
Oh, now that you mention that, but the one that was on Ghostbusters 2. Sounds I didn't like, know Babyface did that.
Because it sounds like it's almost like a Teddy Riley joint, because Babyface made that after Teddy made the other Bobby joint. After My Prerogative.
I did not know he did that joint, yo. I was like, oh, shit, Babyface did that. Yo, that was one of my favorite songs, yo. Definitely one of my favorite Bobby Brown songs.
So, I mean, we got to ask the question, right? Was there a winner? Who do you think won?
Quan, nah, man, I don't do that.
Do you think anyone won the battle? Who was the winner for you? And by the margin, what was the margin of him winning?
Man, that's a hard one. That's a hard one, yo. That's a hard one. I'm gonna have to get the baby face, yo.
Okay, why?
I'm gonna have to get the baby face because, all the hits he had, mainly because he was prepared. And then he killed, then on top of that, yo, I mean, he killed it with the acoustic joint, yo. Like, he would have, you know what I mean, the acoustic, start singing, when can I see you again? He pretty much killed it, yo. Like, so, I'm not gonna say he blew him out the water, but I gotta give it to Babyface. Babyface is definitely was triumphant out of that battle. But like I said, shout out to, you know, Teddy. If Teddy had mad hits, yo, Teddy was bringing it out. And also too, just like Brandon said, like, yo, you know, he invented the whole New Jack Swing era, that whole movement. So, but you know, Babyface, he's been in the game longer. He has hits and on top of that, like, you know, he was mad chill, mad control. He was and he was ready and focused. So I give it to Babyface.
What about you, Alex?
I think it was a tie, man. Like, I think they both have hits for days. I think it's hard to say one beat the other. I mean, when I got the playlist right here, and when Just Got Paid dropped, they got hit for days.
I didn't know Teddy did that one.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, I can't say one beat.
That's an old dream.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It came out in the 80s, I believe, sometime in the 80s. Well, I mean,
what about you, Brandon?
I'm gonna go with Teddy Riley, and that's personal preference. And when I say that, though, there were like a couple of things that I would give Babyface over Teddy, like the remix shit. Like, there were a couple of joints Teddy played where I was like, okay, Teddy made that beat, but like it was kind of like it was a sample from a song that had already like been made,
right?
And so Teddy is still a great song, and Teddy did his thing on it, you know. But when you look at it from like all the Babyface's shit was original, like all his shit, like he didn't sample nobody. Mm-hmm. That's all his shit, and that's not that. I say it in a way that takes away from Teddy, but Teddy is great, and he created the New Jack Swing. You know, I was more of a fan of that. I think Nia read something online and said something like, it probably was a comment that was going through the live, like in a wedding, like Babyface would do like the wedding, Teddy would do the reception.
Right. Yeah,
that was
good point.
Like, that was like the perfect, mm-hmm. you know, statement there that, right. that kind of illustrate what I really feel about it. And I'm more excited about the reception part. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go Teddy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel that. I think that's a perfect way to put it. I think for me, I give the slight edge to Babyface, right? I will say that Teddy had more joints that I didn't know he did than I didn't know a baby. I was more surprised at Teddy's catalog of shit that he did than I was by Babyface. So that says a little bit about me and not knowing enough, but it says a lot about him and how bad and how deep his pen was or how deep his production game was, because I mean, Yo, he pulled some heavy hitters that I did not know. I was like,
he pulled them hammers out. It was like, oh. Yo, when he pulled out Mike, the only thing you could follow up Mike with was, yo, Babyface put out the guitar. He was like, oh, you pulled out Mike? Oh, okay.
Right, and that's why I give like piggybacking off of what Quan said. That's why I give Babyface the slight edge, because yo, when he pulled out the guitar, I'm like, all right, now he putting on a live show. Like, all right, I'm gonna give him the little bump. But I mean, even though they said that was against the rules or whatever, but I was, you know, the good thing about these versus things is like, yo, you tend to find out a lot of shit that you don't know, like. Each one, I found out something that I didn't know. And I thought going into this one, like, yo, I pretty much know what these dudes did. I know what their hits are, but I didn't. You know what I mean? It was a lot of them I didn't know. So that's the good thing about these things that they got going on. So hopefully they keep it going. I know they're talking about Diddy and Puff. I mean, Puff and Dre.
That would be massive. Considering Death Row and Bad Boys history.
Yeah.
They would probably crack half a million people in that. They'd have to.
I think they would.
And you know what it is? I think it's all for fun. It's all for good energy. It's all for, you know, for positive motivation. You know, like, man, like me and Ned was in here last night dancing, reminiscing, and, yo, just having a good time. And I think that's what it's all about at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you know, being able to, you know, have a nostalgic moment on those particular songs, like things that, you know, you can just recollect to back when you were younger, you know, or, you know, even now we with your spouse, you know, it just brings great energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep it going, man. Whoever started, who was the person that started?
What? Well, I don't know.
Timberland
and Swiss, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, they clearly have something on their hands. They do. I mean, they got something on their hands, and it's just them working with either Instagram or another platform to actually like stabilize it. Because if you're going to get half a million people in the room, because the chat section, the chat is lit, like the chat people are, you know, it's fun. So if you're going to get that many people in a chat room, you've got to stabilize it. And I think that's one of the drawbacks for Dre. You know, we've heard the stories about him. He doesn't want to get on there and the shit not work.
Yeah.
And they be messing around, because I don't even think he's on Instagram. So
yeah, the point, like he said that I was watching after everything had ended, pretty much Teddy was still going for a little bit. So I was watching his live, and his now famous hype man brought the phone in the room, and he was FaceTiming Dre.
Yep.
And you could hear Dre's conversation. And he was like, yo, I've been talking to Diddy all day. I guess Teddy said to him, like, yo, you would kill this. He was like, yeah, but I don't know if that's for me. I don't know. He said, I've been talking to Diddy all day, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. So I think that's true. I don't think he want to deal with any of that, everything that Teddy dealt with on the first one. He don't want no parts of that. So, but I did hear. So let me ask you this. I did hear that if Puff and Dre do it, that they talking about charging for it. Would you pay to see that battle?
It depends on what they're charged. If they charge $5 or $10, I'd pay $5 or $10. I don't know if everybody would. I mean, but they would probably be the biggest draw in terms of hip hop producers.
Yeah.
I mean, the backstory alone.
Yeah. Well, now that you said that, I mean, yo, just like you said, Alex, to have that many people on one platform, like tuning in, watching, they're gonna have to monetize it off some way. Like, you just can't have all the people.
That's what Teddy Riley was saying. So like when it messed up the first time, he was trying to really put on a show, and he admitted that. So that's why he's got his own website. So they're actually doing concerts on his website, like him, Genuine, and some other people. They're putting on real concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a right to monetize it. It's their music, their time. They absolutely have a right. The issue is there's already millions of people on Instagram that can just automatically go on their phone and get on there. Right. The question is, how do you get people to go from Instagram to teddyriley.com or diddy.com or whatever?
Right.
A lot of people aren't going to do that. That's the question.
They could stream it. I mean, they could do it to where, I mean, if they're making that much money, they already have that much money. Right? They could get it streamed just like they have it from IG. They could get it streamed to their particular website.
What they probably should do is, if they really want to stream it, stream it through Spotify or Apple Music. Mm-hmm. That's where they should stream it.
You would have to I think you would have to do a major platform like that. Yeah. I'd pay if I know it wasn't going to be no glitches and no sound. You know,
that's why you got to go through like a major platform. Instagram's clearly not built for that many people. No. You know what I'm saying?
No. They
broke the internet last night. So
it broke because it only gives them an hour.
The only person I know that can do that was Paul Wall. That was his album. That's what he said his album cover. So
I
he had the internet going nuts.
That's the name I haven't heard in a long time.
I pay at max $5. But I gotta know it ain't gonna be no bullshit, no glitches or nothing like that, no bad sound quality. But I'd pay to see it. I mean, they say, I don't know if it actually happened, but I know Erykah Badu, when she did her virtual concert, or if I don't know if it actually went through, because you know, anybody that's seen Erykah Badu, it's iffy if she gonna show up at all, right? So and her music, when she do show up, the show is dope, but it ain't never on time. Right, so I don't know if it actually went down, but I know she was talking about charging $2 for her virtual show, but because she wanted to pay her bandmates or something like that. So
yeah,
but that's not. I don't think that's bad.
No, it's not.
Nah. I'm just saying, like, if they, you know, it's something like that, and even if Drake, like Puff and Dre, if they did it, or even Teddy and Babyface did it, if they charged $2. And to say, like, yo, they doing it for charity or something like that, I think a lot of people will still do it. I think you might not get 500,000, but I think people will hop on and still check it out.
I mean, there was people on Instagram on Twitter today trying to say they would like to see a Drake versus Jay-Z battle on IG.
I want to see a Jay-Z. If I could get a Jay-Z versus Nas, that'd be nice. That'll be something like, all
right. That's only gonna happen if it's on Tidal. Jay not gonna do it on Instagram.
He not doing it on IG.
I think cats will pay.
I think people would pay for that.
Like who? I think who said a Pharrell, Yeezy?
Said Pharrell and Yeezy. I'm not paying for that. I like Pharrell, but I'm not paying for Make America Great Again, Kanye. So and no black person should.
You ain't like his gospel album?
It was gospel. I mean,
that last album he put out, like, what was it last year? Was it towards the end of last year? Or was it earlier this year? I forgot.
He put two out that was supposed to be gospel, but I don't have Yeezy doing it. I think Pharrell would be willing to do it. I don't think Yeezy would do it.
I mean, at this point, you. Once you do Face and Teddy Riley, where do you go from there, right? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's a lot of different places they can go. I mean, but that is part of the, like, I was thinking the same thing. Like, who's next? Like, if you go to the Versus page or whatever, you can see, like, they started this, like, their first person was like, first post was like April 11th. Mm-hmm. And you can see some of the verses that they've done up until now. And some of them I was like, nah, I wasn't interested in it. Like, they can't follow up with one of those. They gotta.
Right.
That's
why you can't go like K Swift and Diamond K. Like you really do need to bring in, like, you gotta get Dre and Puff, or like you gotta get big names.
Yeah.
That would do numbers in Baltimore. Rest in peace, K Swift.
I agree. In Baltimore, they play club music. I can't front.
So what about this? What about this too? We talked about this earlier. No Limit Cash Money.
Wait a minute. But Baby didn't produce anything. So you're talking, but Manny did it already, right? Didn't Manny do one?
Yeah, Manny did Scott Storch.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a bad pair.
Yeah, there was some beef in that one too. Scott Storch had to answer some questions about some of the joints he was playing.
He was
playing stuff that he kind of co-produced.
He tried to say he like found the roots. He was one of the founders.
Was he?
He did the ones from Philadelphia.
Yeah, which beat was it that he did? Baby,
you got me. I do think he did that beat, but he said he was a founder of the Roots.
Yo, he tried to say he was the founder of the Roots. I was like, I don't know. I had to check. I Matter of fact, I told Ood about it.
He just said he was.
He was a founder of the Roots.
Daoud pulled up another.
Oh wow.
Daoud put up a name that would be good too. JD.
Jermaine Dupri. I can see
JD going to get somebody.
Jermaine Dupri.
I mean, if Puff can't get Dre, I can see JD and Puff because they're very similar in styles.
Yeah, that would be a good one. But yo, it's people throwing shots at Dre. Like saying people saying, like, yo, is he going to play? Where he going to play? Is he going to play? Because you know they say Dre is what they call a micro producer.
Listen,
they'll say he'll come in and put a chord in it and say that it's his. He catches the same thing they was trying to say about Scott Storch. They say about Dre.
What you mean? Like so, Jack beats? Well, Jack would.
Well, saying that he'll add something to the beat and then say it's his. So yeah,
that's
like,
funny.
But that's what they do though. Like Jigga does the same.
But I'm saying like, well, Jigga ain't no producer.
It's funny you say that because the
joint that they was questioning Storch
on. Jack niggas for these stuff, but they produce so.
Here we go. Here we go. You had that on record that he jacked the producer.
Yo, I've heard it. It's definitely been heard that if Jigga wants something, especially back in the day, Jigga gets what
he got so. What was it? It was a beat that was made for somebody else. I can't remember that. Jay made the call and it was his. I think the I don't know, one of them beats, but the point is, like, they'll say that Dre will take, like, let's say one of these young up-and-coming producers who nobody really know about, and they'll make a beat or something, and Dre might add a Dr. Dre famous keyboard key on it, and then he's claiming that it's his. Now, I'm sure he's paying for it.
Listen. We're not gonna diss Dre, okay?
I'm not
Dre can throw this on there. Dre can start right here.
Just like that. Wait, I'm about to say, is that the music from Last Dragon? That's what it sounded like. That's how it started off. Yes, it did. Oh, yes, it did.
Wait, I mean, this is a banger.
Wait.
Stop. Dre did this.
You know who remade this, right? You know that, right?
Who?
Master P, dog. Mr. Ice Cream
Man. Oh, the Ice Cream Man. Yeah. No, Dre made that beat. That original beat, dog. Dre made.
Yeah, man.
Before you turn out the lights.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean,
I know that.
Hey, I didn't know
that's how ill Dre was, man. Like,
yeah, I mean, he made the Chronic. I mean, like,
I'm just saying, yo. I'm not dissing. I'm saying that's what people saying. Yeah. It's like they hit Storch with the same thing. They saying the shit about
the Dre. Joint that they hit Storch about was a joint he did with Dre, the Watcher.
Yeah,
Oh wow.
Yeah. Charlamagne called him out on it. He was like. He was like, no, the Watcher too. He was like, yeah, I looked on Blueprint. I ain't see your name on it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, to go back to that, I don't think that pairing wasn't fair. The Manny and Scott Storch pairing, that shit wasn't.
No,
that was a bad pairing. Because I mean, Scott Storch got pop records and shit. Like, you would have to put Scott Storch against like maybe a Pharrell. That might have been a good beat. That might have been a good one. But
Manny did pop records too. Like, I mean,
did he?
He don't got no like
back that ass up went pop.
But no, that's not a pop record.
Yeah, I'm talking about
that just
like
exploded.
Wait.
Scott Storch got joints with like.
A pop record is like for Shakira or somebody like that. He didn't make back that ass up thinking. That just happened to blow up.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that was
funny. Okay, I see what you're saying.
The area of the community, but like now, when you see little white
now,
girls, you see white girls in Dakota jumping around to back that up and all that other stuff, it's crossover.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I think like Scott Storch did songs for like, Christina Aguilera and shit like that. Manny ain't got none of them on his. on his catalog. So it was if Scott Storch would have just stuck straight to hip hop, then that might have leveled it out a little bit. I think he would have still won, but I mean, he started playing pop joints and it was like, all right, like, you know what I mean? You playing mega pop hits, like Manny can't match that on no pop.
Manny should have broke out his guitar too, like Babyface did, started playing or some shit. Shit. You play a joke with Mike, there's no, yeah, the only way you can come back from that. Hey.
Cash money records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. Girl, you working with some ass, hey. The bad chick make a nigga spend his cash, hey.
Quan, you used to go wild when this come on.
Hey, Quan, matter of fact, yo, you know how you said you would take, and when Alex asked us in a 20 song battle, Cash Money and
No Limit,
P&M. Yeah. That song right there gonna win the whole battle.
No Limit ain't got it back that ass up.
They ain't got one, yo. They don't have one of them, yo. They don't,
but
yo.
But he got hits though.
Yeah, he got hits. Yeah. They don't got that.
They don't have Cash Money hits. Not even close, man. What? And I like No Limit, but they don't got Cash Money hits.
Are you kidding me? Yo, look,
they don't, man.
They have hits, bro.
They do have hits. Do they have a bling bling?
Nah, they got a TRU out.
Oh, come on.
He has a last dog.
Come on.
It's Master P, dog. He's a multimillionaire. Yeah. He's a mogul. There's no way whatsoever that, yeah, I mean, there's no comparison. All right. Like, they may have bling bling and, like, you know, back that ass up, but P, by far, a legend in the game, dog.
He is a legend. And Ood made a good point. He got bout about it. But that's just about, that's not bigger than Back That Ass Up. It's not bigger than Bling Bling.
Wait, hold on, dog. Let me go to my sources real quick. Hold on.
Yo said the true album.
My sources tell me I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, dog.
You go deep in the South. I don't know. Mugs will go neck and neck for you when it comes to P. It comes to No Limit.
I mean, but like, not, I mean, I just go ahead, Al.
Master P is a legend in the game. So Master P, I compare to Puff and Dre and Russell Simmons as a mogul, but as a rapper, he ain't the same as like what Cash Money produced. No Limit the label. I mean, they don't have the same hits, man.
No,
like,
wait. Come on, cut. Make them say, huh? When that shit hit the
scene. It's a banger, but it's not as big as any. It's not as big as Cash Money. I mean, as Cash Money's hits. It's not as big as
Back That Ass Up or Bling Bling.
Nah, they don't. What about Miss Mahomes? That joke is
awesome. You naming personal favorites, nigga.
Right.
But like, I mean, going back to like the Scott Storch joint, I just pulled it up. Like, yo, Scott Storch did Naughty Girls for Beyonce. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got joints with those like pop artists. Manny didn't have that. It was just a bad pairing in my opinion.
No Limit Soldier.
I thought I told you. No, there's nothing wrong with them, but like it's not the same. Like, you know what? Comparing Cash Money to No Limit. I mean, sorry, comparing No Limit to Cash Money is like comparing So Def to Bad Boy. Like, okay. So Def got bangers, but yeah. Bad Boy is Bad Boy. Like, there's just a difference.
Okay, can I throw one name in the mix?
Sure.
Mystical.
His bangers came when he left the label.
No, he didn't. He was on No Limit. Wasn't
yeah, but his biggest songs were Neptune produced, and that's when he left the label.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that, okay. All right. Well, fuck it. He started with No Limit.
They was playing Mystical and Twizzlers and Frito-Lays, yo.
Come on.
He left.
Yo, Mr. Ice Cream Man, dog.
It's a banger. Don't get me wrong. I even got Masterpiece, the Last Don album somewhere around here.
Yo, we went and got it. Remember, it was the hologram CD.
Yeah. Yo, this conversation has went way too long and off the rail.
My bad. As y'all can see, I'm mad.
You riding for No Limit, bro.
Corn definitely bringing personal home hitters on here.
Those are personal favorites. Yeah. I like track 8. Like, okay, yeah, but that ain't back that ass up.
Bro, all right. We've been goofing off, man. We got to get into OTR on film. Check out the next episode of Off the Record, where the fellas get into shows like Insecure and #BlackAF. We'll let you know what we think of those kinds of shows. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow all of us on social media. Until next time, folks, we're out.